Okay, we're holding Daf Ayin Ches, 7 days at the Mishnah. Zokeh at the Mishnah. Shachatoch chutz lizmana v'chutz lemekema, kadash halechem. So if the Teda was nishchat with a machsheves pigel, chutz lizmana, or a machsheva chutz lemekema, the lechem is nonetheless kadash, even though it's possible, but you can't say that there was no time for it to be miskadesh with the shkita of the Teda. After all, pigel is also a level of kedusha, and it's an anti-korban. Shachat nimtes treif, however, if after the shkita you do a bedika, it turns out that it's a treif, so then the psul was before shkita, really. In that case, lo kedash alechem. Shachat nimtes baalas mum. How about if it's a baalas mum, which also if it turns out to have been a baalas mum, so lechor was a psul in the shkita. Nonetheless, Rabbi Eliezer Omer Kidesh, the Gemara says that it's talking about a case where it was, the mum was something that was very subtle, like Dokin Shabbaim. And since Im Ola Loteret in the case of Dokin Shabbaim, Rabbi Eliezer holds that that's enough of a level of Kedusha, since it's Roy Lemizbeah, to be Makadish Alechem. L'chachamim Omer Lo Kidesh. If you did the Shkita, however, Shalom Lishma, so that it wasn't ever l'shem teda, v'chein el ha-miluim, v'chein shnei kivsei atzeres, sheshoftan shelo l'shman, or if they had shechted the el ha-miluim by the chanukas ha-mizbeah, or the kivsei atzeres, which are the same type of things where you have a relationship between a korban and its bread, so in any of these cases, if you did the shkita shelo lishman, lo kidesh alechem, because the kiddush of the lechem requires that the shkita should be on it. If it's not on it, so what shakas does it have to the lechem before the act of shkita? Says the Gemara, Masisim Mani, Rabbi Meir. Apparently, our mission is going according to Rabbi Meir. The Tanya and the Braitha, it's clear that not everybody agrees that the machlokas, the way that it's described in the Mishnah, is an accurate depiction of the situation as between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachomi. Rabbi Meir says that the way to read it indeed is like our Mishnah. The Tanya, as it says in the Braita, Zaklah, Kol shepisulo kodem shchita lo kadash alechem. Where the psul in the behema was prior to the shchita, the lechem isn't kodesh. Okay, that's fine. Psula leyachar shchita kodash alechem. But if the psul was after shchita, then the lechem is kodesh. So, shachta chutz lizmana v'chutz l'mekayma kidesh alechem. Shachta v'nim tzeis treifa v'lo kadash alechem. Shachta v'nim tzeis ba'alat mum. Rabbi Eliezer amir kodesh, just like we have in our Mishnah. Rabbi Yeshua amir lo kadash alechem, just like we have in our Mishnah. Divrei Rabbi Meir. So apparently our Mishnah is the way that Rabbi Meir learns the machlokas between the Chachamim, here it becomes clear that's Rabbi Yeshua, the Bar Fuchs of Rabbi Eliezer, and Rabbi Eliezer. Whether we hold that a Baalas Mum, as we'll see later on in Dokin Shabbayin, is considered to be Mekadesh the Lechem since Im also Leiteret. On Rabbi Yehuda, however, Rabbi Yehuda has a different explanation of the machlokas, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, and he says as follows. Lo nech leku Rabbi Eliezer Rabbi Yeshua al sheshachta v'nim tzeis treifa shelo kadash. There's certainly no machlokas about the case, says Rabbi Yehuda, where it turns out to be a treifa. Definitely it wasn't kadash. Okay, Rabbi Meir agreed to that. There's also no machlokas about chutz lizmano, that it was mekadesh d'lecha. Okay, that's also true by the Rabbi Meir. But here we start diverging. Yeah, furthermore, there's no machlokas about a baal mum. Shalokadash. Uh-oh, that's not like Rabbi Meir, right? So Rabbi Yehuda claims that actually both Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua agree that there's baal mum will never be makadash alechem, even if it's in Dokin Shabbayim. The alman nechleku, what then is the machlokas? Achutz l'mekayman. The machlokas, curiously enough, is about this din of chutz l'mekayma, because when it comes to chutz l'zmana, we know that the Torah uses the lashon of yeratzeh, lo yeratzeh by pigel,
from where we learn out that there's a din of ritzui of pigel.
And as we've always talked about pigel being sort of an anti-carbon. In other words, whatever has a din of kedusha that is maratze, you need to have the pigel in order to destroy the carbon. So memela, if it's going to be maratze to ruin, that's also a level of ritzui. And there the lechem is kodesh to be ruined, to become pigel. However, the machlokas is amanechla chutzul mekeme. They're arguing about the status of chutzul mekeme according to Reb Yehuda. What is the machlokas according to Reb Yehuda? Shurab Eliezer omer kadash alechem. Reb Yehoshua omer lo kadash alechem. Now, in the version of Reb Yehuda, Reb Eliezer and Reb Yehoshua speak out the issues between them. Omar Rab Elias, I don't understand your logic. However, the chutzlah is mano apostle, the chutzlah makom apostle, and for heaven's sakes, there's not really much of a difference between pigul of chutzlah mano and the psul of chutzlah makaymai. So, just like you're made it to me that chutzlah mano is kadash alecha, so what's the problem? I understand. So, ah, chutzlah makaymai kadash. Why shouldn't a machshevet chutzlah makaymai still make the lechem kodesh and under the shiloh, whether it becomes nifsal, because there was an akshava of chutzul mekeme? Omer Rabbi Yehoshua, well, says Rabbi Yehoshua, I would look at it otherwise. I would say, however, the chutzul mekeme apostle, on one hand, and a balmum is apostle, on the other hand, well, just like a balmum, the lechem is not kodesh, so chutzul mekeme, the lechem shouldn't be kodesh. Rebbe Eliezer is really trying to keep his cool over here, because, I mean, the relationship to the Baal Mum seems crazy. I mean, Baal Mum was a psul in the goof and so on. But he's trying to keep his cool. So he says, okay. I need you to meet the Elochutzlis Mano. I'm comparing Chutzl Mekoma for Chutzlis Mano. You're comparing it Atah Demita to Baal Mum. Now, you're comparing Chutzl Mekoma to Baal Mum. No problem. I'll tell you what. Why don't we try to make a calm, intelligent analysis? We're two adults. Lamidome? We'll see who it's more similar to. Well, let's just agree. Im domelo chutzlizmano. If it's more similar to chutzlizmano, so we're agreed, then nidonenim chutzlizmano. Then we're going to go to chutzlizmano. Right? Like I say. And in Adonai the Baal Mum, look, if it's more similar to Baal Mum, I certainly have a wide open mind on this issue. If you can show me how Chutzul Mekomo is more similar to Baal Mum than it is to Chutzul Mano, fine. I'm certainly ready to be Dan Chutzul Mekomo from Baal Mum. Let's just begin quietly and gently over here. Seems to me we should be Dan Apsul Makshava from Apsul Makshava, right? We have Chutzul Mano, we have Chutzul Mekomo. Why in the world would we Dan Apsul Makshava, Chutzul Mekomo, from Apsul Aguf of Baal Mum? Now, that's a childishly simple idea. How do you respond to that? Says Rabbi Yehoshua, Hitzko Rabbi Yehoshua Ledum. Rabbi Yehoshua also starts gently. He says, oh, look. I would say, Donin Psur She'in Bo Karet. I mean, Chutzul Mekomo does not create an Issacharis on the carbon, if you eat it. So I would say, let's Don the Psur She'in Bo Karet, which is Chutzul Mekomo, from another Psur She'in Bo Karet, which is the Baal Mum. Va'ayyothiach Chutzul Mano, but I don't understand how Pigo can be Mothiach anything, you see, because it's a Psur She'yesh Bo Karet. And therefore, it has in it certain advantages. Because the same way that the Torah says, in order to make something chayav koris for chutzlis mano, it has to be done perfectly. You can't have any other psul in the carbon, right? It won't be pigul. It's got to be pure pigul all the way from beginning to end. It's all very nice, done properly. Okay, so that means that the Torah insists, when it comes to the din of chutzlis mano, on a type of ritzui that is necessary to create karet. If I would mix a machsheves chutzlis mekomo with it, it would no longer be chayav karet, because I would ruin it. Okay. then that means that Chutzlumikomo doesn't have in it an element of Ritzui, does it? It's like the bull moon. There's something wrong with the carbon, but it doesn't achieve anything to make you chayav kares. You know what? If that's too subtle for you, let's try another argument. You like the idea of learning out a psul machshava from a psul machshava. It really bothers you that a bull moon is a psul aguf. Fine. We'll meet you halfway. Let's learn it out from shelo lishma. Shelo lishma is a psul machshava. Right? It doesn't have karas. And nonetheless, the din is that lo karas halacha. And poor Rebbe Eliezer had to shut up. Rishasak Rebbe Eliezer. So Rebbe Yeshua turned out to be right. Anyway, this is the way Rebbe Yehuda has in the Braisa, the Machlokas Rebbe Eliezer, Rebbe Yeshua. It's very different from our Mishnah. In our Mishnah, the Machlokas is whether a Balmum, we'll see in the Gemara that's in terms of Doki Shabbai, whether a Balmum, since it's Imos, whether that's sufficient to be Makadish the life. Getting back to Rebbe Meir. Now, Rebbe Meir, when he was learning, I don't understand. You said that if you do the Shechita, turns out to be a Trefa, then we understand that the Shechita was ruined because the Psul was before Shechita, basically. Because it was always a Trefa. It can't become a Trefa after Shechita. So I don't understand why there you call it Psul Shechadam Shechita, but if you shechted it and then you discovered that it was a Balas wound, that then you're saying it's not considered to be a Psul Kodem Shechita. I don't get it. It can't be a Balmum after Shechita, it can only be a Balmum before Shechita. Ah, says Rebbe Meir, yes, but Bachokachim Rebbe Leaz and Rebbe Yeshua was only in the case where the Mum was very subtle. It was in Dokin Shabbain. And we're following the sheet of Rabbi Akiva, who holds that a subtle mum, im olu lo yerdu, had you been malat at a mizbeah, you wouldn't have brought it down. And therefore, the machlokas is like this, that Rabbi Yeshua Tainis, kiyoma Rabbi Akiva, im olu lo yerdu, tetsuva de gufe, aval kedushe lechem lo yitma. All that Rabbi Akiva was saying was that in terms of the actual carbon itself, the body of the Teda, it's kodesh enough to be on the Mizbeah. But being as it's not roi for the Teda, it can't be Makadosh Lechem. He never said you'd be Makadosh Lechem with it, because the Kedusha Lechem is not just a function of an animal being kosher, remember. Because, I mean, if you check to the Teda Shalom Lishma, isn't the animal kosher? Yeah, it was Lo'el Labalim Hashem Chova, but it's certainly kosher carbon. Nonetheless, the lechem isn't kodesh, because the sheet of this animal has nothing to do with the lechem. So now you're telling me, well, this body is kosher on the Mizbeach. That's fine, you're right, the body is kosher on the Mizbeach, but that doesn't make it a Teda that's really bad lechem. I don't see how it relates to the Din of Rebbe Akiva. So when it comes to the Kiddush of the lechem, lo, he never said such a thing. If you shech to the chatas chutz lezmana, now we know that that chatas, being an anti-carbon, has in it an element of ritzui for people. Correct? We've seen that that's a call to ritzui. So im also lo teret. And what's more, by the same token, it was also Makadosh the Lechem, because it had in it, as the Mishnah said, it has in it elements of Ritzui, and therefore it's Maratza on the Lechem. Of course, it's not a very good thing for the Lechem, because now the Lechem becomes Pingel. But the point is that it is Makadosh the Lechem. Chutz l'mekema. Now, how about the same case where Chatz v'shech is Chutz l'mekema? So the question is Chutz l'mekema less of a Chatz than a chatas that was shechted chutz lezmana? Now that seems to be dependent in the machlokas of Rebbe Eliezer and Rebbe Yehoshua. Because according to Rebbe Yehoshua is saying all along, chutz l'mekema is nothing. Because the machshavah of chutz l'mekema doesn't give it any of the value of a chatas. It's not in the place of a chatas at all, because it's not maratza l'pigula. It doesn't do anything. It's like, it's nothing. No, it's completely possible. It has no relationship to a chatas.
But Chutzal is Manana, that's already, that's a good deal because they're your Chayav Karet, so it's got to be something. That was his time, right? So there's a Ritzui in it. Now, by implication, the same Machlokas would be true Lagabe, surprisingly, Im Osa Teret or Lo Teret. You see? Because, so therefore, Rava says, well, if it's Chutzal and Mekayim, it should be Teret. Surprisingly. Even though Chutzal is Manana, is worse. But in its worseness, it was Maratzah for people. Whereas Rava says Lo Teret. Actually, it's against the Shita that has Rava and Rava reversed throughout the Sugya. So Rava, who says Teret, he holds like Rebbe Yoshua. It's nothing. Chutzal Mekayim was never, it's as if it was never Shechet. How could you put on the Mizbeah? Whereas Rava says, oh, I hold like Rebbe Eliezer. It's similar. Both them are Tzul Machshava, just like we. The Chutzal's Manim also Lo Teret, that's what the Chutzal Mekayim also Lo Teret. And here too, Rava changed his mind and agreed to Rava after having heard that Rebbe Eliezer had to agree to Rebbe Yoshua. Because indeed, we do not compare Chutzal Mekayim to Chutzal's Manim, as Rebbe Eliezer himself had to admit, and he had to shut up. Now there's another lashon that says, even though Rebbe Eliezer had to give up in his argument with Rebbe Yoshua, Rabba never gave up in his argument with Rabba. And he said, no, nonetheless, the Chutzal Mekayim in this particular case actually is the same as the Chutzal Mekayim. Why? Because, look, over there, what was the final destructive blast against poor Rebbe Eliezer by Rebbe Yoshua? That Rebbe Yoshua against Rebbe Eliezer, that Rebbe Yoshua tied it to him. Look, if you want me to give you another argument, let's learn it out from Lishma, right? You agree Shalishma is a Psu Machshava, and the din is that it wasn't Makadish Alecha. But if you use that argument here, you come up with the opposite conclusion. Because here, Ideyanta Le Mishalol Lishma, Imal Zolotere. Achad Mishalol Mishalol Lishma is still Imal Oloyere. So therefore, over here, you don't have that additional argument. Of course, the Ikari Amri and the first Lashon are arguing about the centrality of that element in the Hodah of Rebbe Eliezer to Rebbe Yoshua. Because when it comes to the din of Kiddush Alechem, then indeed, the Shalol Lishma thing is it's not Negeh the Lechem. It makes this shita have nothing to do with the left. So over there, it's a good argument. In our case, the shalol lishma doesn't have an animal not have something to do with itself. Because really, it doesn't matter what it is, it's still shayach to the mizbeach. So if that argument was crucial to the hodah that led to Rabbi Yoshua, then in this particular case, it's not relevant. Shachta shalol lishma. Now take a look at the funny Mishnah over here that compares three cases. It has the shechita shalol lishma of the Karban Taira and of the Shnei Kivsei Atzeret and of all things the El Hamilui. I mean, we haven't had an El Hamilui for thousands of years and we ain't planning on having another one unless we're told to. So why would the Mishnah bring the El Hamilui? I mean, if you want to bring an example that's Nogea, talk about the El Nazir. El Nazir has Lechem. Same thing basically with the Karban Taira. What is on to an El Hamilui for? Amr Baba Shabbat, Tata be done El Nazir, the Shkiah. Our Tana goes ahead and looks at the El Nazir, which comes and ignores it, even though it's Shkiah all the time. And he goes and look at El Hamilui. Why use the El Hamilui? The Tana be done. What's the sheet of our Tana? Ika Milsanaka. Our Tana holds, look at the fundamental root. Where was there a carbon that first defined the relationship of Lechem to Zevah? That was the element link. The first time that the Torah said there should be Lechem brought with a carbon. And that was part of the Etzim Kedusha, and it's part of the consecration, the Chinuch of Aharon HaKohen. How could that not be more significant than an example? I mean, let's take a look at the root of the model over here. I mean, the model is the El Hamilui. You know, it's interesting, I was in Tzipori yesterday, and they just uncovered
a shul there. The last time I was there, they didn't have it. They had like a lot of other things. This shul they hadn't yet found. This apparently was like a major shul in Sipori. And amazingly, in the mosaic on the floor, what they had was the El Amiluim, of all things. And with the psukim, with the El Amiluim.
Before the shul.
Huh?
Before the shul.
On the floor of the shul. Whoever heard of such a decoration? So they were looking at the El Amiluim as a simon of the whole Kedushas HaMishkan, the Kedushas HaKaruna. Very strange. So they had Keves Echad, and they had, you know, with Tzukim, each thing with an illustration. This was the Keves Echad, this was the last time, this was unbelievable. So that was just now.
Now, I mean, that both the Kohen is also to drink wine, it's like a Voda, and it's also drinking wine, and another.
That's right. They're very similar. And those are the Kohen, basically. That's why it comes out in Nosei. The extension of the dinim of the Mishkan into the Mahana. Okay, whatever I'm saying, but it has elements of the same type of Kiddusha, clearly. So we always have the relationship of Nazirus to Kahuna all the time. Nazir, going God off. Going God off. Who Nazir? No, that's good. Right?
How's
Shri Shriya? Shriya? I don't know. Once in 100 years? That's pretty Shriya. We missed the first one. We'll take the second one. Hanisachim Shekichu Bekli. Minim Tazevach Poso. Now, we have the same type of relationship. Of course, we always look to see. In our examples, many times before, the relationship of the Zevach, the things that are brought with the Zevach. So the areas that we look are the Korban Seder, the Shtei Alecha, the El Amiluim, and of course, the Minchas Mezukim, which has a relationship to the Zevach with which they are brought. And we had all the questions, what's Keveah then? What is the Kriyas? If I forget, what is Keveah, the Shtei Alecha, with the Kivsei Atzeres? You remember all different examples of this phenomena. So our Mishnah now continues, basically, the relationship of the Zevach that we had at the end of the previous Mishnah to the din of the relationship to the Nesachim. So if I put the Nesachim inside of a Kli, and then it's Kli, the Kli Shoras, before it already has Kedusha, and then it turns out that the Zevach was possible. The Nimsa Zevach possible. So, im yesham zevach acher. Not exactly what the psul is. Was it psul neshvita? Was it psul nesrika? If there's another zevach, then use these nesachim to bring for that zevach. Rimla? But if there's not, hipaslo belina. Then it's too bad. Because now these nesachim, being as they were already mekudesh for a carbon, are not going to be brought without that carbon, without a carbon. And therefore they will be pasul belina. Now, there seems to be a little bit of a strange situation here, because if Lamaisa, the Nesachim were already Kadesh by this Zevach, so how can we give them to another Zevach? And if they weren't Kadesh by the Zevach, why would they be possible Lina? They're only possible Lina once they get Kedusha Sagut. So here it's sort of like an odd situation, which it's sort of Kadesh, but it's not Kadesh. Wasn't Kavua with the Selechem. Now, you'll remember, that should ring a little bit of a bell. This is exactly the words that we had earlier about Rebbe. Kodesh, ain't no Kodesh. That's sort of Kodesh, but it's not completely Kodesh. So it could be Kodesh, legabe, the din of being possible Lina, but it won't be Kodesh, it'll be Kavua with this carbon. That seems to be what it's saying. Now, Ze'iri pointed out, Omar Ze'iri, Eina Nesachim et Kachim Ela B'Shchita Sazera. You cannot have a Kedushas HaGuf in the Nesachim unless the Zevach was Nishchat. Why? My time, huh? Makra, Zevach and Nesachim. The Torah compares Zevach and Nesachim. So our immediate question was from our Mishnah. It's not. It says in our Mishnah, Nesachim, Shekichu, Beklivanim, Zevach, Posol, In Yesh, Zevach, Acher, Yikarvu, Imo, Vim, Lav, Yipaslu, Belina. Now, what is the case, Ziri, in our Mishnah? My love, is it not even that there was a psul neshchita? And nonetheless, it says, that these nesachim are kodesh b'kli and they become pasul b'aliyah. I thought you said unless the shechita itself was kosher, that they won't become kodesh. Now, how do you understand the Mishnah? No, says Iri, I understand the Mishnah is that the korban became pasul b'zerika, so that the time of the shechita did it became kodesh, and now the korban was never kosher because afterwards the dam wasn't nizra, and therefore the nitzachim indeed will be pasul b'lina. But on the other hand, they're not kodesh to be only kodesh with this zeva. They're not kavua with this zeva. Huh. So come on, Karebi then? Or you must be then going according to Rebbe, who holds shnei dvarim hamatirin ma'alin zeva lo zeva. You have two issues, like shlita and zrika. Rebbe says it's sort of kodesh below kodesh. So in other words, you could still use it for another zevach, but it will be possible even if you don't use it for another zevach. But, I mean, that was my focus between Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon, and Rebbe. Are you willing to say, as you're committing yourself, that the only way to understand our Mishnah was possible zrika, that I'm going to Rebbe? No, says Iri. Truth is, even if you look at Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon, there's a little connection over here, I didn't tell you. Could be going like Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon. And indeed, he holds that it's one without the other is not going to help you. In which case, according to Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, you should need both Shechita and Zerika. And if you didn't have Shechita and Zerika, why did it become possible, Lina? It wasn't Kaddish, Kaddish, Zagub. Ah! Possible, my Ashkini, here's the Kaddish. Possible, my Ashkini, if you've grown, Shechita down on the coast. Vanish, Father. The curve was on the Kabbalah, the Dom. The problem is that the Dom spilled out of the coast before the Zerika. Now, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon holds like his father, Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon shita all over is the kol ha'omed lizrok kizaruk dami. Once it was makabel the dam, it's as if I was already zareket. Now, obviously, it's not as if I was zareket to be matir anything, but it's enough to view it as if it already became kodesh kedusha gur. But it's an undefined kedusha because I didn't actually do this reason. So to be possible, Lina, yes, it will be. But to be koveya with what zevach, no, it won't be. And therefore, it turns out that with my little knach, I can get Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon essentially to be saying the same thing Rebbe said, but for a completely different reason. Okay, let me get back now to the. To the din, you just said, in yikavuimo. You can bring it with another carbon. You know what? Let's forget about whether it has kedushas haguf for this carbon. Isn't there a halacha? Didn't Rav Chisda say that if you were even just mafrish shemen for mincha A, it's possible for mincha karev, you can't use it for mincha B? Now, over there, forget about the whole deal about making kodesh, shechita, this, and that. He just said, you were mafrish it. So it was, once you were koveya it, for this, why isn't that the same thing? If I took these nesachim, I was koveya this, I said, let these nesachim be brought together with such and such a carp. So what's the difference whether it went all the way or not? The point is, I shouldn't be allowed to use it for another zevach. On my Rebbe Yana, you're absolutely right. But what you forget is that leiv beitin matne aleihem. Im utzruchu utzruchu, v'im lav yule zevach acher. When it comes to nesachim, we have a din that the bezdin is matne, that nesachim that are able to be brought with the carbon that they're initially set aside for. So then they're brought with it. But if not, they were not view it as being Kodesh at all. We cancel the purchase. So I understand. I mean, if you're going to use it, you know, you've got this ad hoc explanation. Why don't we use this ad hoc explanation to say the same thing for Shemen? Bezdin was Masa, if the Shemen was for a different mincha, then you can use it for a different mincha. It's just as logical. So Shemen Nami, say the same thing by the Shemen. Why does Rav Chisda say if you're Masa Shemen for one thing, you can't use it for another thing? No. Shemen is different. Shemen is what are we going to say? That if you can't use Shemen for this mincha, use shemen for another mincha. Shemen good for the mincha. Over here, what you can't, can you change what a mincha is being brought for? Of course not. You see, the zevach and the sukkim don't really interrelate physically. They interrelate conceptually. So Lev Bezda wants to say, well, if you can't use the netzach for this carbon, then we're retroactively making the kedusha for another carbon. Okay, fine. Because it's not really related to the carbon. But the mincha, honestly, well, how can you take mincha, which is one thing, and turn it into something else? So there, you can't make it tonight. Fine. You don't like that tonight? Why don't they make another tonight? Why don't they say that if something happens to the mincha, the shemen should be chulin? And then you could be re-makadosh it for whatever you want. So the leads to Allah and the nitzkel chulin. No, that you can't do. Because then, zera shemen yomrum yotzi'in mikri sharet l'chol. But if chulin, I mean, bishlema that you're going to use it for another mincha, fine. I mean, who knows what's going on. But they say, they see you have over here, you're holding a bisa. You take out the oil and you go make soup ganiyot. What, are you crazy? And you mean to tell me I could take things that are kodesh kedush like roof? And I mean that's a disaster. If people would no, but it was not mitzvah. It was kodesh for this minute. So I don't understand. So why don't we say the same thing with the nesachim? Hashtanami. People will say that nesachim zera shem yom nesachim shif rishon shem zavazek shem shem zavazacher. They don't know that there's a lave bezdin masna. They see a guy sets aside the sakim. Then he takes out the sakim and brings it sub on the time for another carbon. So they'll say, oh, so I mean, I could just arbitrarily decide I changed my mind, use the sakim for something else, without realizing that the only reason that it was okay there was because the zevach was nitzal and lay bezel was matzah. You can't arbitrarily take the sakim and do something else with them. Says the Gemara, indeed. Hatani Matatya Ben Yehuda, now an interesting name for Hanukkah. You never hear about him except on Hanukkah. Basically, the Mishnah Ein Hakinani is only talking about a case, Leib Bezdin Matna, where there was another carbon sitting right there. So nobody knows. They see a guy put in this carbon, and then he goes to break it. They don't know that originally there was a thought to bring it with carbon A and now it's bring it with carbon B. They see no change. But in Okinami, if there was not a carbon right now that you could bring it with, we wouldn't allow the guy to go take it back home and then decide he's going to bring it with something else because of this very gezerah. Ah, come on. How can you say that? I mean, the Mishnah says to Farish that what? That you're telling me, ain't Zerah Zavot Botasha, what's going to be the din? There'll be possible lina? Yeah, that's what you're saying. So then, instead of saying in the Sefer, in la vi possible lina, if I don't bring it with another carbon, it'll become possible. Don't say that. Say if there isn't a zevach right then and there, you have to make it possible lina. That's what you should say. You should say, when can you use it for something else? Only if it's right there and then. Now anybody who reads the Mishnah is going to come to the conclusion that, well, you know, take it home, you find another Zevach, but as long as it's not going to be overnight. No, that's what he's saying. He's saying the Mishnah means that Bamed Varmamurim Shaya Zevach Zevobo Tasha'a. Avo Ein Zevach Zevobo Tasha'a. It's as if it was Nifsabalina. Upsulim. This is all based on Rebbe Lazar Ber Shimon holding like his father. That's what you said before, right? About Kolam and Lizar Kazarakdam. And then you said that, well, the reason it works out is because Leib Bezdin is Masna. The only problem is that it's Rebbe Shimon who doesn't hold Leib Bezdin is Masna. We had this before. Me Yisrael Rebbe Shimon, Leib Bezdin Masna Lehem. Is Rabbi Shimon's own shita that Leib Bezdin is masna? The Amar Vidi Barav and Amar Avamar Amar Vitzuk Amar Rabbi Yochanan Tamidim Shelo Utsuchu Letzibur. If you end up with carbon Tamidim that end but were not required by the Tzibur, then the din is, according to Rabbi Shimon, you cannot be poda them as Tamimim because he holds that we don't say leiv bezdin is masne to make them not kodesh, but then of course we can't let them go out without pidyon. But according to the Chachamim, they are nifkin tamimi.
Okay, but that doesn't mean he doesn't hold the leiv bezdin masne. It means he doesn't hold the leiv bezdin masne where there is another option. Now over here there's an option. He doesn't have to tell you. What's your problem? What are you going to do with these tamimim? Throw them out? No, of course not. I'll put them out the pasture. As soon as they'll get a moon, I'll sell them. I'll say, why do I have to sell them when they're tummy? Which is confusing to people and so on. Why would Leib Bezdin only takes an extreme step like that where we're going to be stuck without any option? So why, here I have an option. You want to tell me that we're going to throw out Nesachim? That's a disaster. Okay, over there we would say Leib Bezdin Mas. But to say in this case, Barry wouldn't say it. So shiny atam, the itu takanta beri. Yes, since there is another takana, we're not saying leiv bezdin mas. Vlad toda utmurata v'hamafrish toda v'avda v'frish acheret takpeha. So there are three cases over here. A toda gives birth, or he made a tumura for his toda, and now he has two animals that were toda. Or it was mafrish a carbon tater and it got lost, and so he was mafrish another carbon tater to take its place. The din over there is that all of these cases, when I bring that other carbon, einat unalecha, I don't bring it together with lechem. Shneemar v'ikriv al zeva hatoda, it's only hatoda, la toda to unalecha. Why do you say HaToda? You say Yikriv HaZev HaToda. So HaToda means the original Toda. Not the Vlad of the Toda. Not the Chilufim of the Toda, which is the case where it was lost from Mapesh Acheres. And not a Tmura of a Toda. None of them require lechem.
They're still called Toda.
Yeah. Well, they're called Tmura Toda. Vlad Toda, yeah. Tana Rabbana. Now, it says in the Braisa, Mahu Omer Toda Yakriv. I don't get this pasuk. Now, it's a little bit misleading. We have to remember that the pasuk is a very strange pasuk. Because it says, Zos Taratz, Zevach HaShlamim, and so on. Im Al Toda Yakrivena, Vihikriv Al Zevach HaToda. Now, what is this? Im Al Toda Yakrivena, Vihikriv Al Zevach HaToda. I mean, what? Just say, Vihikriv Al Zevach HaToda. So what's this whole long rigmarole over here? Oh, says that Bryce, I'll explain it to you. The first issue you have to know is v'nayin l'mafrish todato v'avda v'ifrish acher tachter v'nimtzeit harishona. Now, how about before I brought anything, I find now the original teda that had been lost, and now I am faced with two tedas right here in front of me. Harishtein omdot. Now, minayin she'ezbeam she'yirtzeh yakriv alakma'ima. How do I know that I don't have to go back to the original, or I don't have to go to the one that I took this place, the chilufei teda? I can take the choice of whichever animal I want, and that animal gets the lechem teda. How do I know that? Talmud lomar hatoda yakriv. That's why it uses the extra lashon over here. Yakriv al zevach hatoda, an extra yakriv. Take whatever you want. So now you might think if I bring the second one, I should have to bring the lechem with that. Oh, no. Talmud Omar, Yakrivenu. Imal Toda Yakrivenu. Yakrivenu is one. Only one. Echad Velo Shnai. Okay. So now, in the one hand, the Torah was Marva. And it said an extra Vikriv, Toda Yakriv. On the other hand, it said Yakrivenu. Only one. So now that we have a ribui and we have a miut, I have to ask you, how do you know what the din is, legabe, a vlad toda, chilufei toda, a tmuras toda, how do you know that I'm makriv that carbon at all? So minayim l'rabot vladot v'chalifot utmurot lehakrava. No, it says, imal toda, as if to say, who cares? As long as it's sort of coming with the Toda. Ah, so then do they need lechem? Yochu, you do not lechem. No, it's only on the original Toda. There the Toda is to una lechem, velo vlada, velo kilufa, velo tmuratatu unilacha. However, the cases in the Mishnah do not require lechem with it.
Even though
the original is standing again,
it's still
not matter. Well, no, that we learned out from Yaakov Ivanu. Now, Rabbi Chanina said, listen, I just want to let you know that Rabbi Yochanan was mefarish this as saying, Lo Shana Le'achar Kapora. It's only if it was before you were mischaper with the original Torah. If you had not been mitchaper yet, then when you bring these other things, you do need lecha. Habinat, cut out those two dots, because they do not belong. Oh, yeah, before this weekend. Cut out those two dots, they don't belong there. We're going, this is directly, this may have the printer put in the nekudotayim, the colon. If it were a colon, it wouldn't be bad, but in the Gemara, two dots aren't a colon, unfortunately. It's very confusing. Two dots in the Gemara, full stop, period. And, okay, but this is actually a colon, then it's fine. Habibah Rav Amram. Now, Rav Amram considered, what was Rav Yochanan talking about? Ahe, which case? I mean, we have basically, we really have four cases, if you think about it, because, I mean, we have three types of cases and then four circumstances. Because we have the Chiluf Teda, we have the Tmuras Teda, we have the Vlat Teda, and then we have the one case in which it said that we found the original, so then it was clearly the Tnei Kapora. So I don't know, what exactly was Rabbi Yochanan referring to? Ilema Achiluf Toda Chova. I mean, the case that it has in the Mishnah. Hifrish todah v'avdah v'hifrish acher tachteh. Now the implications there are. But what does it mean? A guy was mafresh and wanted to take its place. What do you mean take its place? Why did he start to take its place? Obviously because he's been makabel on himself. Here, harei alai todah. Right. So he was makabel on himself, but neder he's going to bring a teira. So now if the teira that he sets aside is lost, he's still responsible to bring another one. That must be the case. Otherwise, it doesn't make sense to say, Yifrisha chera takteha. It's not takteha. You made an animal a teira. It's lost. It's not your problem. Now, you want to bring another teira? Go right ahead. Bring another teira. It's not takteha. It's just another teira. So, I mean, the case in the Mishnah, I assume if you're going back in the Mishnah, so the case in the Mishnah where it's a chilufim to a teira's chayva. So I understand what he's saying. It depends on Tnei Kapora Lacha, but that's the case that it said to Feirish in the Brisa. It said, if both of them are standing there in front of you, meaning it's with Tnei Kapora, so then whichever one you want, I mean, so then it says both cases. Ili Tnei Kapora Tanini, Ili Acha Kapora Tanini. So what do I need with Yochanan to tell me the Feirish case of the Brisa? But that doesn't make any sense. Ela, what was he referring to? Chalifei Todat Midava? Where a guy would say, oh dear me, my Toda is lost. Of course, it's not my responsibility. I think I will bring another one. Well, thank you, sir. You brought another Toda? That's lovely of you. Where's the lechem? I mean, why would he be parted from the lechem? He's bringing another Toda. So then I don't understand. So Ben Lechnei Kapara, Ben Leachar Kapara. So that's lechem. Mar Beba Toda. So the guy wants to give us more Toda. We're very Todaful. But, I mean, what's the problem? Why should he not have to bring lechem? Maybe Rabbi Yochanan was referring to the vlad of a teiras nedav. Vlad? Ben lechnei kapara, ben leachar kapara. If it's a teiras nedav, why would I have to bring lechem with it? And we learned that from the pasuk. I don't have to bring lechem. Ain't doing a lechem. It's only hatodah. It's the source of the teira. It's not the source of the teira. So that's a meiser teira. Meiser teira, leftovers of teira is not b'chayev lechem. Ela avlad todat chova. So what is it talking about? It's talking about the vlad. Ah, so what Rabbi Yochanan would be saying is that when it said Lo Vladat Ton Lechem, that we learned out in the Brisek and the Pasuk Hatzedah, that's only talking about where it was Liyaka Kapora, but if it's Lifnei Kapora, and I'm going to use the blood of the Teda that I was hired to bring because I made a Neder, then I do have to bring Lechem. I mean, why not? And it's sort of the same as the case that we had before, the Moser Toda, no? No. No. Because in the case where I set aside another Teda, and now I find the first one, now I have two of them, right? So over there, I understand that I have a right to bring either one. That's what we read from the Pasuk. But a Vlato that I could easily say to the man, hold on one second, sir. The blood of the Teda, that's not yours to do what, I mean, that's, you made an animal hegdish. Now it has a blood. And that blood, that's the shevach of hegdish. You can't go along now, take the shevach of hegdish, make that your Teda to be able to your neder. You have to bring the animal as your neder. Ah, now that's a big hegdish. What Rabbi Yochanan is kamash malan, because Sava Rabbi Yochanan adam mitchaper b'shevach hegdish. That's proof of the hegdish. That even though you had a vlad, and you might think, well, a vlad, how can I use the vlad? Kamash malan, that a person has the right to be mitchaper if his own carbon had now a vlad, so he could take the vlad as the carbon. If he takes the vlad as the carbon, so then he could bring the lechem with the vlad. It's exactly the same as having the chiluf beteda. That's cool for the chiddush of Rabbi Yochanan. Beautiful. When you work it out, you figure out it's chiddush.
If you bring the mother,
then you bring the lechem with the mother.
Just another.
It's up to you. But you only bring one with lechem, because that's all you were neither.
No, if you bring the blood with lechem,
then you don't bring the lechem with the mother.
You're not.
Right. And it's the same thing as having said it. Now that's a big chiddush. That the case of having two animals, one mother and one child, or to have two animals, one the original and one the one that I went and bought another one to make up for the loss, it's the same thing. You can choose whichever one you want. And you know what? Abaya had the same problem, by the way, independently. He was wondering, what in the world? Well, we went through Rav Amram. We found out afterwards, Abaya and his Beis HaMedrash had exactly the same problem. He was talking with the Talmidim and said, what is Rabbi Yochanan mean? He went through all the cases and he came up with exactly the same solution. The Chiddush of Rabbi Yochanan is the blood of a Tzedah Tzeva, and it's telling you to be out to your neder using the blood of Shevach Hegdash.
With the
lechem. Beautiful.
When you bring back